Even Segarra doesn't like the idea of selling more than $30 million in parking assets to balance his budget. But he says it's the only option he's got left.
I've never been a fan of that, and I would have never presented it as a measure if it's not for the fact that I think that we're at the point that, but for that, if nothing else, how can we fix this deficit?
The idea of selling city parking garages and revenue to its pension fund made it on the table late in the game, so late that it caught both pension and parking commissioners off guard. But Segarra says he's tried everything else. He's raising taxes, he struck out at the state legislature when he asked for more money, he struck out with the governor's budget people, he didn't get union concessions, he couldn't convince nonprofits that pay no taxes to give the city some cash, and his changes to pension contributions in the past have gotten him into trouble.
So, you know, I've pretty much explored possibly everything, and I leave it open to others who perhaps maybe might be a little bit more intelligent than I am to offer solutions that are better than this one.
The Hartford Courant's editorial board opposed Segarra's budget plan and called it a quick fix. It also suggested he should cut funding to public safety, but that's not a suggestion the mayor embraces. He says he'd rather sell a parking garage than risk an uptick in crime. City Council President Sean Wooden says that he learned about Segarra's plan the same day the mayor unveiled it, and that it came as a surprise to his colleagues.
I would have preferred something different, but, you know, the mayor's struggling to put together a very difficult budget. And now it's our turn.
A public hearing is scheduled for this Wednesday. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.